This is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
WGXC has new program changes coming December 1st, and we have a place for you on your local airwaves. Are you a musical expert with deep knowledge in an underrepresented genre? Do you have something to say about politics in the Hudson Valley or want to help your neighbors tell their stories on the air? Go to WGXC.org and click on the volunteer page to fill out an application and get on the air at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Cairo-Durham School District go to the polls December 11th to vote on a $28.9 million capital project that would modernize outdated classrooms, create new science labs, and repair athletic fields. District Business Administrator Jeffrey Murillo said the annual local share will be nearly $700,000 a year over 22 years, totaling $15.3 million. Funding sources include $2.4 million from the district's capital reserve and fund balance, as well as $11.1 million in state building aid. For property owners, the proposal means a tax increase of $33.75 a year for a home assessed at $100,000. Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said the district is hoping to finish the project under budget. Taibbi said, and I quote, "Our goal is to come in under this, but we want to make sure that everyone knows what the maximum impact will be," end quote. If the referendum passes, the proposal will then be presented to the State Education Department. It is expected to take 40 weeks for that approval, which would lead to bids going out next winter. The project will be discussed at the December 6 Board of Education meeting. Polls will be open in the Cairo-Durham Middle School cafeteria 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, December 11th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ken Levitt is reporting for the Daily News. New York increases state legislator pay using stipends more than any other states. The commission currently considering a pay raise for lawmakers may also look into whether reforms are needed in how stipends are awarded to individual legislators. The base salary of New York lawmakers is $79,500, the third highest among state legislatures in the nation, behind California and Pennsylvania. However, in New York, the majority of state lawmakers also receive stipends for chairing committees, serving as minority ranking committee members, or holding leadership positions. Those stipends can range from $9,000 to the $41,500 a year given to legislative leaders. According to the State Pay Raise Commission, 160 of 213 New York State legislators receive some kind of stipend that boosts their pay. Critics have long argued the stipends are used by legislative leaders to buy loyalty from their members. Read the full story in the Daily News. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are discussing the possibility of banning single-use plastic bags. The matter is currently under consideration by the County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee at the urging of 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman. Ulster County Executive Michael Hines signed a similar ban in that county into law on October 18th. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matthew Morrell suggested this week the county take a step back and wait to see what the state does during the upcoming legislative session. A ban proposed by Governor Andrew Cuomo in April went nowhere, and several bills introduced in the state assembly and Senate did not move forward before the session ended in June. The supervisors agreed that something has to be done to move away from the use of single-use plastic bags, but disagree on how that should be done. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ronald Knox said, and I quote, "I think this should start with the stores. They can charge a fee for plastic bags and push people to use reusable bags," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. John Bowden is reporting for The Hill. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney has withdrawn his name from consideration for chairman of the Democratic Party's congressional campaign arm, according to a letter sent to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. In the letter, Maloney thanked Pelosi for her consideration and pointed to his recent hospitalization due to a bacterial infection as the reason for ending his campaign. Maloney, on November 28th, requested a delay on the vote to lead the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, but wrote one day later that his condition would require, and I quote, "a few days of intensive treatment," end quote. The race to lead the DCCC is now a three-way contest between Representatives Susan Delbene of Washington, Sherry Bustos of Illinois, and Denny Heck, also of Washington. Read the full story in The Hill. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
That was Hudson Valley composer Pauline Olivares's most famous work, Bye Bye Butterfly. The renowned composer passed away in 2016.
Here's Hudson Valley legendary composer Pauline Olivares with Sound Geometries for Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Legendary Hudson Valley composer Pauline Oliveros with Sound Geometry's Chamber Orchestra.
So many things going on in the WGXC community calendar. You might want to do some of them. Lorcan O'Reilly has a record release show tonight for his new Heaven Depends album. That's at Hilo and Catskill. Horse-Eyed Man and Bell Skinner are the opening acts, and there should be a live web stream at wgxc.org. Click on Listen Now at any WGXC webpage. Scroll down to find the web stream. Turn out or tune in to Lorcan O'Reilly tonight from Hilo and Catskill. That should start around 7:30 p.m. And be live on the radio, too. Also live on the radio a little bit later. Things start after 8 p.m. at the Root Cellar in Greenfield, Massachusetts, with Cube, Jen Cutler, Miata Kawazini, HFSB, and Yvette Janine Jackson all performing at Phantom Erratic number 16 at the Root Cellar in Greenfield, Massachusetts, tonight. Saturday, December 1st, the North Chatham United Methodist Church holds a holiday bazaar from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with all sorts of holiday goodies. Sponsored by the United Methodist Women of the North Chatham and Grace Churches. There's learning about holiday book wreath making at the Tivoli Free Library Saturday, December 1st. 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Tivoli Free Library. Winter Walk is in Hudson, 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday, December 1st. Throughout the town, the Rough Shapes perform at Hilo and Catskill Saturday, December 1st. They're a Saugerties-based surf rock band. They've got Catskill singer Jennifer Dubois singing with them. Saturday, December 1st at Hilo and Catskill, 8 p.m. The Rough Shapes. You can hear folk tales and stories from Pamela Badilla at the Hudson Area Library Sunday, December 2nd, 2 p.m. The whole family is invited. Wayne Harvitz is performing a rare local performance from the composer, pianist, and electronic musician at Hilo and Catskill Sunday, December 2nd from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Again, there should be a live web stream at wgxc.org if you can't make it. Winter Spiral is at Basilica Hudson, 5 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 2nd. Cairo has a town board meeting Monday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Cairo Town Hall. There's adult Spanish classes Tuesday, December 4th at the Hudson Area Library, 5:30 p.m. Catskill has a town board meeting Tuesday, December 4th at the Catskill Town Hall, 6:30 p.m. WGXC provides a live web stream of Catskill Town Board meetings. You can listen at the Catskill Town Board website or any WGXC website page. Click on Listen Now and scroll down to find the live Catskill Town meeting, 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, December 4th. Greenville has a planning board meeting Wednesday, December 5th, 7 p.m. If you got a phone in your pocket, you could take it out and make a recording and share it with your friends and neighbors at WGXC, or use the WGXC app free in the App Store. Search for Wave Farm Radio or WGXC and do a live web stream of any local town meetings. Ghent has a planning board meeting Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. at the Ghent Town Hall. Cairo has a planning board meeting 7 p.m. Thursday, December 6th at the Cairo Town Hall. There's a volunteer rally for the Historic Hudson Boat Restoration and Sailing Society. It's at the Hudson Area Library, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Thursday, December 6th. Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at Hilo in Catskill, Thursday, December 6th. A little after 8 p.m., things start from the Hudson Valley composer and drummer leading a conceptual performance with all kinds of local improvisers. Hilo in Catskill, around 8:30, Thursday, December 6th, there should be a live web stream at WGXC.org as well. The band The National performs a benefit concert for Hudson Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood at the Hudson Opera House, 8 p.m. Friday, December 7th. Dessert Under the Stars is at the Edmund Niall Hayek Preserve in Rensselaerville. Telescopes Out by the Helderberg Earth and Sky Observatory at Lincoln Pond, 7 p.m. Friday, December 7th. Also Friday, December 7th, Peter Aaron and Bill Brovald perform. Brovald has performed with Rhys Chatham, Arthur Russell, Glenn Branca, and others before. He is in a duo with Kingston's Peter Aaron. 8:30 p.m. at Hilo in Catskill, Friday, December 7th, and there should be a live web stream of that, too, at WGXC.org. Chris Smither performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Friday, December 7th. These events and more are on the WGXC community calendar, online at WGXC.org. Go there to find out more. Remember, you can add your own event at the WGXC community calendar. Just click on the Add an Event button at the top of the community calendar page. Copy and paste the information about your local community event in there. Soon, folks like me will read it on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Bella's Bartok are from Western Massachusetts and perform in the area often. They have an album out in 2018 called Is Me That Monster? This is End of the World Part 2 from Bella's Bartok.
I've made, I take it to the grave. They burned a nun to save. All matters work, lot of hands are. Yearning for more.
inside my head. I crave your voice. My blood is red. By me within your house I bled. You come to me and smile instead.
Here's Hudson-based guitarist Alexander Turnquist, his song House of Insomniacs from his 2014 release Flying Fantasy.
Thank you. Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.